Hi, this is Meredy Duddleston. Martha Lucy is the managing curator for the exhibition at the Barnes. She spoke with me about the show in the context of Dr. Barnes' Picasso collection. Lucy is also involved in educational programs at the Barnes and discussed how the foundation plans to supplement the art education method developed by the visionary collector with additional classes.
Most of what Barnes collected was early Picasso, so the blue and rose period, say from 1900 to around 1906. He did collect works from the Cubist period and also from the 1920s, but really the majority is earlier, and so this show is really a nice complement to what you see in the permanent collection. It's almost like picking up where Barnes's collecting left off.
In terms of Picasso's progression or development as an artist, how do you describe the period that this is from?
This is something, I think that's such an interesting question, because you talk about Picasso's work in periods, usually blue, rose, cubism. Even cubism is divided into its phases, you know, analytic, synthetic. But then you get to this period and there's no name to describe it because he's all over the place. So he's going back and forth between cubism and classicism and trying out different forms of cubism and sometimes combining cubism and classicism on the same canvas. So we're sort of calling it, you know, the works that Picasso did around the time of World War I.
Is there any indication why Dr. Barnes stopped collecting after the two periods that his collection kind of covers?
Well, he wasn't crazy about cubism. He did collect a few cubist paintings. He tried it out, and he warmed to it a bit later in his collecting career. But he mostly felt that cubism was too sort of intellectual and that it was deformation for the sake of deformation. And he actually writes about this in an article that he wrote called Cubism, Rest in Peace. He does collect a few works from the 1920s, but no, he mostly stays with the earlier things. I think he likes work that is representational.
Shifting gears here, you're going to be responsible for education programs at the Barnes, is that correct?
What we're going to be doing is continuing to offer courses in the traditional Barnes method. It's an historical approach, but it also has contemporary relevance, and we want to kind of bring forward what that relevance is. So we're going to continue to offer those classes, and we're going to, alongside them, offer classes that represent other ways of looking at art. So Barnes his method was really about looking and, you know, the physical object and analyzing, you know, doing a formal analysis of that object. These other approaches that we're going to be bringing in will consider things like history, you know, what's going on at the time that the art was made. And we will also be looking at materials. You know, what's the technique? How did the artist construct this sculpture or painting?
I've always had trouble figuring out how to describe Dr. Barnes' the precepts or the course.
I can see why you have trouble with it. I do too sometimes. I wouldn't say that it's how to view art or even how to appreciate art, which is how you hear it described sometimes. It's more understanding how a work of art comes together. So it's giving you the tools to be able to analyze a work of art in terms of its form, to understand how the artist is using line and color and space and how all of these things are going to combine to create the effect that they do. I think a really important part of his approach is the idea that really what's important, you know, all knowledge of the work of art comes from the physical object that's in front of you. You can make observations about the work of art. It's almost like a scientific approach. It's like the scientific method. Like, I can say this about the work and I can back it up through this observation. So things that aren't present, like things that you can't see, like the historical context, the social context, that doesn't really come into play in his traditional method.
And so part of what you will do is you'll bring in that connection
mm-hmm.
to the art.
Yeah, we're going to bring in that connection because we think that we can do both. You know, we can supplement Barnes's teachings with new interpretations. I mean, there's so much to learn about the collection.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.